Our band actually covered Living After Midnight a long, long time ago. But here he is, all the way from Italy, the lead singer of a band who sold more than 45 million albums, the great Rob Halford. Hello.
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
We're doing great. Thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure to be with you guys today. Now, did you say you were in the band doing Living After Midnight?
Yeah. Our band Pegasus covered you back in 1982. You probably didn't hear about it until now, but I was just telling these guys, British Steel was a very influential album with me, and I would put it in my top five albums of all time. I used to play the grooves off of that album. And and I'm not a metalhead, Rob, but that album still stands to me as one of the greatest albums ever made.
Well, firstly, what a cool name, Pegasus. That's a really cool name for a band.
Yeah, now I'm in a band named the Bird Dogs, which isn't probably quite as cool, and we don't play metal. But I have to ask you this: how is your voice held up for all these years singing metal for more than 40 years now?
You know, it's a blessing, thank the Lord. I still love to go out there and play, like all of us in doing the band. We're forging ahead on a world tour that's taken us pretty much around the world one time already, and we're getting ready to take a little break after this upcoming leg in Europe to come back to the States and do another one and come through one of our favorite places in the world, through Texas, because Texas has been with us right from the early days. So the voice holds it together, you know, and much like sports, where you've got to kind of look after your body and take care of yourself because of the physical aspect of what you do. That's where I find myself these days. You know, it's hydrate, that kind of thing, and get the rest and all the other important aspects of being in a band that make you able to go out as a team night after night and thrill your fans, give everybody a great time, and then pack your bags, get on the bus, and go and do it again in another place 24 hours later. So it's very similar to the incredible world of sports in that respect.
July 13th is when Judas Priest will come to Dallas at the Verizon Theater. You can go to AXS.com or VerizonTheater.com for tickets. And you left the band for a while back in the 90s, and some other bands have lost their lead singers before, and they still call themselves Journey, or in this case, Judas Priest. But to me, it wasn't without you. How difficult was that back in the 90s when you did leave the band?
I think I was on a bit of a journey, quite honestly. Musically, I've always been very curious and intrigued about other aspects of my own particular world in metal. And I enjoyed it, and I think what it did for me, maybe like it did for LeBron when he went back to Cleveland from Miami, you go back to a home where you really feel you belong, you know, and that's how it turned out for me as a singer, as a musician. I had a good time, but I was yearning to go back to the band that I loved more than anything else in the world. So it was a bit of a journey of self-discovery in trying to kind of put things in the right place, put things in the right perspective. Sometimes you have to leave the house for a little bit to realize how important it is to get back to your family. So that's how it turned out for me.
Did you ever think that you would still be going at 63 when you first joined the band back in the mid-70s?
It's a blessing. It really is. You never know how far you're going to be able to go, because It's a tough life. I mean, it's just the physical aspect and just the passion, all of the important qualities that you need to have as a musician. You never really know how long that's going to be in you, as far as the desire and the dream. And I'm so happy to be able to tell you that, for me personally, that's not diminished or diluted once back. And that's great, because when you go out and play, as a band, as a team. You go out there and you literally pour your heart out in terms of conviction, in terms of showing everybody that this is a real deal. And that's definitely the case for myself. And who knew? Who knew that over 4 decades later, I'd still be with this incredible band, Judas Priest, touring the world, playing to millions of fans. And it's absolutely the time of our lives right now, quite honestly.
This is a great Rob Halford, the lead singer for Judas Priest. They'll be in Dallas, the Verizon Theater, on July 13th. July 13th is the date, AXS.com or VerizonTheater.com. I was telling these guys that a few weeks ago I saw the Rolling Stones. They came through here, put on a great show, and they're in their 70s. And I wondered at the time, that thrill of playing before a huge audience, hearing the roar of the crowd, that never gets old, does it?
It never does, no. And it always comes back to the fans as well. The fans are your driving force, you know. You need your fans. You really need your fans to bring the best out of you. And that's what happens, you know. We talk in Judas Priest about feeding off the energy from the fans. And it's the same when I go and see my Phoenix Suns, you know. I know the players are hearing the screams and the energy from the crowd, and it does drive you to play harder as a band, to get the best out of every song that you're playing, every move that you're making. It's all very much directed to your fan base, and it's great that you brought that band into this conversation. I've always been a huge Rolling Stones fan. They're from my home country, the UK, and I've seen them a bunch of times, right from when they first started. I'm trying to catch them on this trip. I don't know whether I'll be able to or not. But they're the embodiment of these guys, you know. That quotation about age is just a number is very apparent, because these guys are going out. Mick, I really hope that I can do what Mick does at that time of life, because he's an inspiration. He's a real inspiration. And I think that's the other great thing that we have as players in a band, because, again, you kind of pass it on. You know, we're out on the road with a band called Fly Finger Death Punch at the moment. We had dinner last night here in Milan, and we were talking about it. These guys have been together for a while, but certainly not as long as Priest. And we're talking about the fact that, you know, the fans are the real part of the story here. Without our fans, we have no real purpose. We're a band that loves to play together, but if you're not able to connect with the people that are driven to come and see you night after night, then it all becomes a little bit of an empty idea. So, yeah, it's the fans, and we've got the best fans in the world. We've got them on our Twitter and social media, the Priest family. And that's what we feel we have, you know. When we play tonight in Milan, we'll have our Italian Priest family, and you know, tomorrow we're going to Prague in the Czech part of Europe, and a Prague Priest family will be there, and it's like that wherever we go, you know. It really is sensational. It's all about the fans for me.
And speaking of those fans, are you finding on this world tour that Judas Priest fans are still kind of the same demo, maybe the fans that you had back in the 80s, or have you reached a new younger generation? Do you see a lot of 20-somethings in the crowd?
Well, again, like sports, it crosses over. It crosses over, you know. If you're a fan of your NBA team or your NFL team or you know, wherever there's a fan-based connection, you'll get the hardcore crowd that will be with you from day one. And that's what we have with Priest. But the exciting addition to that is when you look out into the crowd and you see this fresh generation that have, in their own way, they found Judas Priest themselves through the way that we connect now through social media especially. I've just been checking my Instagram today. I'm pretty old school. I've just got into this Instagram world at Rob Halford Legacy, and I've got all of these, you know, these young new metal head enthusiasts logging onto my Instagram to check out the band, and that's the way that fans are drawn to you. They look at the landscape and go, oh, I love that band, you know, I've got to check that band, I want to see what this band is about. So it's across the board. And we've always said that metal, particularly, is for everybody from every walk of life, from every social strata of life, you know, and that's the appeal. When you go to a pre-show, you rub shoulders with everybody, you know, from the guy that works at Walmart to the gal that's the CEO of a company. Everybody's there together. And it's that unifying spirit that we have in metal that that really drives us along together.
Awesome. Well, have a great show tonight in Italy, and we look forward to you coming to town here in Texas.
It's been a pleasure. God bless you all, and see you soon, Dallas. See you soon, Texas. We love you guys. See you later. Bye-bye.
Love you, Rob.
All right, we'll see you. That's the great Rob Halford, Judas Priest, July 13th at...